Acorns has come to play.
Yeah, man.
Sure has. I came to play today, Drake.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 247.
This is a podcast where two drunken bees play retro games for your amusement. I am bee number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am bee number two. My name is Earl. And we're bees. We are going to be a couple of bees this week as we play. Well, actually, we're not going to be bees at all. But we're going to be playing Twin Bee on the NES. Should be pretty sweet.
Game that has nothing to do with bees, apparently.
Zero to do with bees, actually.
Other than the names of the ship.
Right. Anyway, we'll get to Twin Bee, but before we do that, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. I started a new job.
Nice.
I'm out in the working world.
Nice. As an X-ray technician, or
as a imaging assistant.
Imaging assistant. Okay.
Imaging assistant, or an IA.
Okay.
For short.
Cool.
So yeah, I'm largely like doing stuff on a computer and getting the patients kind of checked in on there and calling nurses to coordinate patients coming down to the CT room.
Okay.
And all
okay.
this stuff. So yeah. Cool. But I like it so far. I'm picking it up fairly quick and
excellent. Is it
getting the hang of things?
Is it pretty different than what you're doing at the hospital?
Because I'm not really interacting with the patients much, like
as a
student in clinical for X-ray, I'm taking the patients and positioning them and actually, you know, taking the pictures and everything. Whereas this, I'm not doing any of that because I am not a student there, nor am I a registered like radiologic technologist.
Right.
So I can't do anything
with patients, right?
I can bring them to and from like right. the ER and stuff,
but can't take any x-rays of them or like no. touch them really, like not that, you know,
I mean,
you
I
know
can help I mean. Transfer them to the table and stuff.
Okay, but. Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Awesome new job. Nice, Drake.
Yeah,
so should we just get it out of the way now? So Jurek's got this new job. We've got some news, Revelers. Jurek, you want to lay it out?
Once I get into my normal schedule of the job, I think we're gonna have to make this show an every other week show now. It will no longer come out weekly because I'm going to be working every other weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and nights. So there's just not really time to record.
You don't want to get drunk in the day and then go to work, or
I definitely don't want to do that.
Well, fine. I mean,
all the weekdays.
I thought you
days.
Were committed to this, Derek, but I guess not.
Sorry, not that committed.
Okay.
And every weekday, you know, I have class or clinical
something,
in the morning,
yeah.
and you have work and stuff, so we don't want to do it on like a Monday night or
something. Right. So yeah, we're going to be going to every 2 weeks, and I guess I'm still a little unclear on when that's starting. But,
me too.
Okay.
We will let you know, Revelers, when it is starting that way.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Stay tuned. Coming soon, Retro Gaming Revelry. Every other week.
Yep. We've been going every week for like 5 years now. So
I know. It's been a long time.
It has.
After this, we'll have had 247 episodes. So.
That's a pretty good amount. So, but we're not ending
and
it
we're
or
not
anything.
Stopping.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So
we will continue on just for the foreseeable future. It will become an every other week kind of thing.
Yep. So cool.
But otherwise, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I've been working a lot this week. We had our my theater had our online fundraiser, our gala, which we did online this year, but we streamed.
Right.
You know, we had a mixture of like videos and live stuff, and I don't know. I kind of had fun figuring out all the technology, like how to actually stream everything, have multi-cam cameras, and you know, I don't know. It was cool, and it it was, it turned out well. We made our fundraising goal and then some. So that's nice. Pretty exciting. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to this week. But tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met, Jurek?
A little bit. Last time I hadn't played anything.
Yep.
This time I started playing a game on Xbox that I got on Games Pass called CrossCode.
Okay. CrossCode.
So, yeah. So it's like a kind of retro style, like indie game or whatever. It's a RPG, but like an action RPG where you play as a character who you're supposed to be like in an MMO world.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not really an MMO. It's just you're playing in a world where there's other people running around. They're supposed to be avatars controlled by, you know, real people in the real world and whatnot.
Sure, sure.
But it's not. I don't know if it's true or not yet. Maybe some part of the story comes into play. I've only played for a few hours.
Okay.
So I've not really gotten deep into what the story is. But it's not a virtual world where you're controlling a virtual avatar. It's like some company built a bunch of stuff on a moon and they created a real world and you're controlling a physical being from Earth.
Oh, on the moon.
World.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of a cool concept.
Yeah.
I feel like technology's probably moving that way anyway.
Right?
Like,
yeah. So kind of like the movie Avatar, where
you're controlling an avatar.
They put their brain into this other creature.
Right, right.
Or whatever.
But I mean, honestly, that's literally happening right now. The NASA's controlling a robot on Mars.
Yeah.
You know, like, like.
So it's not too far off. But yeah, so it's, yeah. Like I said, I've just barely scratched the surface. I don't know if I'm just dumb or I'm doing something wrong. It just seems not hard or anything. I don't know if it's going to be as grindy as it feels right now.
Okay.
Like, am I going to have to just be killing things left and right constantly just to kind of try to level up and get enough items to do stuff? Because that's how it's feeling very early on.
Okay.
So, but we'll see. It's, yeah, like I said, I have little information to say about it at this point.
But
at least even if I don't like it, it was Games Pass.
Right.
So.
Cool.
But hopefully I will have more information the next time we speak.
Excellent. I can't wait
CrossCode. So stay tuned.
CrossCode. Awesome.
How's Smash?
Smash is good. I've been, for some reason, out of the blue, I've just been playing a lot of Mario this week. I don't know why. He's been
just
really fun.
Just like regular Mario?
Regular old Mario.
Isn't there like a bunch of different Marios, essentially? Or?
No, there's Mario and Dr. Mario.
But
they're two different characters. They're similar, but Dr. Mario is probably, I mean, a really good Dr. Mario is one of the most scary things in the entire game. but most Dr. Marios are not that good, and he's probably considered one of the worst characters in the game. But unless
you really know how to play him.
Yeah, if you really know how to play him, Dr. Mario is fucking scary. But regular Mario is very fun, and he's a higher tier character, Mario. But anyway, I've been doing that. Last week did I talk about Monster Hunter? I don't think so.
You played the demo, I think.
I know we talked about it.
Demo.
Yeah, I know we talked about it, but I'm not sure if I talked about it on the show.
Oh, I guess I'm not sure.
So, yeah, I downloaded the demo for Monster Hunter, like Monster Hunter Rise, you know, like it's brand new. People are, you know, going nuts about it. And I like thought, okay, this could be cool. The demo I've come to learn the demo was designed for experienced players. And not me, who doesn't know shit about the game, because I played the demo for like an hour and I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. I hate this. But I play Animal Crossing with this group of friends, you know, from all over the world, really. And one of them is super into Monster Hunter, and he keeps trying to get us all to buy it so we can all hunt together. And he's really like almost got me. Like, I almost want to do it, but I just don't think I'm gonna like it.
I don't think you will.
Yeah, I don't
even
know.
Even from my understanding, even the game itself, I think Monster Hunter, from what I've gathered from people on Twitter, like, unless you are an experienced, it takes so long to just learn how to play the game, because the game does not really fully teach you a lot of things.
There's tutorials, but the tutorials, it's just like, okay, now do this. And then they tell you, like, that's what I struggled with in the demo. It was like, okay, do this is how you do this. And it shows you once. And then, like, I didn't quite grasp what it was telling me to do. And then there's no way to get those words back to tell me what to do. And so, like, I just, like, had no idea. I just was, like, dying in the demo, like, or in the fucking, you know, tutorial. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
From my understanding, it is a very obtuse game, and there's so many deep, weird systems within it that you don't know how to do unless you are very experienced. You've been playing Monster Hunter for years. Like, people who love Monster Hunter love Monster.
Yeah,
Hunter.
And that's like this one of these guys in my play group, you know, he loves it, and he says it's super fun. Like, once you get into it, the game loop is just like, you know, you go hunt monsters to make yourself cooler armor, basically, is what it boils down to. But it gets super addicting trying to do that, I guess. Yeah. And so, I don't know. I feel like it's a game that I could really, really like or just completely hate. I don't think I would. I'll either put in like 2,000 hours or
that's every game with you.
Well, I know that is true. Yeah,
there's very few games that you're just like, oh yeah, this is a fine game. I'll play it for, you know, 8 or 9 hours, and I'll beat it, and we're good. Yeah. I mean, unless that is just the kind of game, you know, like
Ori,
whatever.
Or what did I just play? The pinball one, Yoku's Island Express. But yeah, you know, I like a game that I can sink loads of time into, and I actually have discovered, and you know, with Smash and before that Mario Tennis, really, that I love fucking online one versus one games. I love it. Like, just like, let's fucking go, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It really gets my motor running. Anyway, that's all I've been doing. Mostly Smash and Animal Crossing this week, but honestly, not a lot of time to play stuff. I actually probably have played Slay the Spire more than either of those games. I am addicted to that game. It is so fun. Anyway, this week though, Drake, we are going to be playing Twinbee on the NES.
Twinbee.
What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's try it.
All right, let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Probably not.
Okay, here we go. No turning back. Before I found three questions, because I did actually find them, I was like, what am I going to do if I can't? Like, I was assuming I wasn't going to be able to find shit on this
right.
game. That was completely wrong, actually. I was maybe going to do bee facts, even though this game has nothing to do with bees. Anyway, here we go. Three questions. Twinbee NES question number one. This game, along with the others in its series, belongs to a little referenced genre of games that I only just learned about when researching this game. What is that genre called? What genre of games? I don't know. Several things I read mentioned this genre, and I never heard of it. It makes perfect sense. What is the genre called?
God, I don't even know then, because I would say it belongs to the genre of shmups.
Yes,
but
and that's close to this
genre.
You have
heard that term before.
I have. So yes, a shoot 'em up is probably what it is, but in fact, I found out that many people refer to Twinbee as being a cute 'em up. A cute 'em up because it's so cute, and like Twinbee itself, this one was one of the first ones, or the first one actually. So like later on in the series, they get really cute and anime-y, and I don't know. So it's a cute 'em up. I had never heard that before. Twinbee actually is likely the game that inspired the name, along with Sega's Fantasy Zone. Is also a cute 'em up apparently. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. I had never heard that before.
All right.
Okay. Question. You're 0 for 1.
0 for 1.
Yes. 0 for 1. Here we go. Question 2. Okay. So not so much in North America, but the Twinbee series was extremely popular in Japan. The popularity was so high that it even led to a series in what little-used media genre?
A radio drama?
That is correct. There is a Twinbee radio drama.
So I couldn't find any more information on that. I assume you have some.
I have some here. So there's a radio drama based on Twinbee. It lasted for 3 seasons in Japan from 1993 to 1997. The series was called Twinbee Paradise. And actually it's the reason many of the characters in these games actually have names is because they needed names for the radio drama. So like, especially, the main characters in this game for a long time were called Twinbee and Winbee, cause that's the names of your ship. But really the radio drama, the pilots of the ship are Light and Pastel.
Wait, so there are pilots of these?
There
ships?
Are pilots of the ships.
I assumed the ships were just like alive.
They are, but there's also pilots inside of them.
There's people inside these living
inside
creatures?
Inside the ships, yep. Weird. But yeah, there's a freaking radio drama, which like in the 90s.
I don't even understand how that's... What? I don't even know what this game is about, story-wise.
I don't know. You're like saving a princess or something. There's or
like
it's like
strawberries and stuff.
Yeah, you fight watermelons and strawberries. Yeah, like on the cover here, there's 2 strawberries and some frogs and knives.
With
like
knives.
It's so bonkers. Anyway, okay, you got that one. I wasn't sure if you get that. I thought that was a pretty interesting thing, though.
Yeah.
A radio drama.
There was a radio drama and an anime series, I guess.
The anime series actually, I think, came after the radio drama.
Mm.
Or maybe they were at the same time. I couldn't really gather, but okay. And finally, so you're 1-for-2 here, Jurek.
Yeah, didn't get shut out.
Yep. Question number 3. Only one of the games in the Twinbee series was released in North America. It is for the NES and is called what?
Rainbow Bell. Oh.
That is what they
That's what it's called on the re-release.
That is what
I guess. Or
Twinbee, I think, is called on the re-release. But the second game, the sequel,
that actually came out.
That actually came out in North America.
This didn't come out in North America until like 2002.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
DS.
Yeah, but this one is called Stinger on the NES. It's a Konami game, and that is why, like I told Jurek, I had to actually play Twinbee a little bit earlier today because I have Stinger on the NES, and I popped it in, and I had to make sure it wasn't the same game. It's not this game at all. No.
There was a game, but it's part of the Twinbee series?
It's part of this Twinbee series. It's basically
and
the
in
sequel.
Between the, in between this and Poppin' Twinbee, then?
Yes.
Because Poppin' Twinbee is on Super Nintendo.
On Super Nintendo. But also, Poppin' Twinbee did not come out in North America. It only came out in Europe and Japan.
So weird.
Yeah. So Stinger is actually the only game in the Twinbee series that was released in North America, like when the games were actually coming out. Like they came out later in collections. Like obviously we have Twinbee here on the Switch Online or whatever, but like, so Stinger. It was made by Konami, and Stinger is widely considered to be the dullest game in the Twinbee series. Likely the reason, like, they decided to release that one in the U.S. and nobody bought it.
They gave it a shot.
Yeah, that's likely the reason none of the others came here is because nobody bought Stinger, but nobody bought it because it sucked.
Fair enough.
Yep. All right, you are
1-for-3.
1-for-3, not shut out this week, Drake. Not shut
out. I'll take it.
Very nice. would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Twinbee on the NES?
Indeed. Twinbee was released in 1985 in arcades and only in Japan at the time.
Yep.
I believe. It was developed and published by Konami. Nintendo eventually published a version, I think, again, only in Japan, though, on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
And then it eventually, the first time North America got to play this game was on on Konami Classic Series arcade hits on the Nintendo DS in 2002, but it was named Rainbow Bell.
Rainbow Bell,
on that series.
Yep.
Or on that, yeah.
On that cartridge. Or
collection.
Yeah. Collection. There it is.
As far as people that actually worked on the game, I don't think I knew. Actually, I may have just glossed over that part when I was doing...
To...
Yeah.
I forgot to write it down.
Let me check real quick.
All right, here, I'll just vamp a little bit.
In live looking here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I do know names.
Oh, okay.
I somehow just, I know composers. I do not. So, yeah, no, nothing about director or producer or any of that garbage. But
that garbage.
Not garbage. Those are obviously very important people.
That is correct.
But there are two composers listed here. They are Shigeru Fukutaki and Yoshinori Sasaki.
All right. And I suppose we don't know what else they've done.
Nope, sure don't.
All right. Well, should we listen to some of their jams right now?
We should.
Let's do it. And we're back. It's actually pretty good.
It is actually really good. I enjoyed it.
There's not a ton of it, but what's there is well done. I don't know. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
It gets the stamp of
approval. It's boppy.
It's boppy. Poppy, yeah.
And it's good.
Yeah.
I like it for Nintendo music. I mean, unless that music that we listen to is arcade music and maybe it's different on
No. What Nintendo, we listen to is, well, it's
the
it's
NES,
the
or
Famicom.
Famicom.
Yeah, yeah.
But theoretically, it should be the same.
Yep.
On here then.
Right, right. Yeah, but pretty good though.
Cool, cool. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, this game is a vertically scrolling cute 'em up, apparently.
A cute 'em up. Yep. A cute 'em up. I had never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. It's a shoot 'em up. where you're playing as these anthropomorphic spaceships, which apparently do have pilots inside of them, which just seems weird to me, named Twinbee and Winbee.
Yep.
But otherwise, it's essentially your standard shoot 'em up. You find power-ups that can power up your weapons or shields or make you move a little faster.
Yeah, it's top-down.
It's top-down. There's also enemies. There's enemies in the sky in front of you and enemies on the ground, which you, like, throw bombs at.
Yeah, you can shoot or drop bombs, yep.
And, you know, standard shoot-em-up fare. You get hit once and you, like, lose your life. Unless, apparently, I read, if you get hit in your arms, you lose that arm.
Yes.
And then you lose the other arm. If you lose both arms, then an ambulance comes and you can get your arms fixed, but only once.
Only once per game over, I think, or maybe per life. I don't know. But
yeah, I guess that I'm not sure.
Yeah, I read that too. And then you can also, like, on two-player mode, like, you can work together and, like, if we're playing and you're in front of me and I shoot you from behind, like, it. You do like a spread shot or something like that. And then there's also one, I think we can ride next to each other and we like hold hands and do like a power shot or something.
I saw something about that too.
Yeah. These spaceships have hands, which is weird, but
they do have, arms and hands.
Yep. Yep. They, on the cover, it looks like boxing gloves.
Yeah. Cause I think that's also when you're dropping bombs on guys on the ground, you're like throwing them essentially. Cause I think if you lose your arms, you can't drop bombs.
That is correct. Bombs. Yep. Yep. And like I played,
it's supposed to be you're actually dropping them or throwing them.
I played Stinger just a little bit earlier just to see if it was the same game as this. Cause I couldn't quite gather that. and Stinger is a little bit weird. It's different. It's a shooter. It's a shoot 'em up, but it's side scrolling, like R type kind of. And like when you shoot, you press like A to shoot and you shoot forward, but also as you're shooting forward, you just constantly drop bombs on the ground. Which like it's all one button. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Anyway,
someday we'll play Stinger.
Yeah. I've got it. So we can do that.
Cool.
Um, Well, I don't know. Is
otherwise, yeah.
Should we play this game?
It's time to play Twin Bee.
Twin Bee. I think we better do a shot first, though.
Sounds like something we would do.
It does indeed. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro. Cilantro.
Woo. Okay. Okay, they're going down fairly easy today.
All right.
You have control, Drake. You have control.
I do have control.
I think we should just do two-player mode.
Yeah, probably.
Right off the bat. I don't know. That sounds more fun.
Two-player.
Okay, here we go.
Today's high score.
Zero.
Zero.
Oh, here we go. Okay. A is to drop bombs. You don't have any... Oh. You don't have any, and you want to shoot the clouds. If you shoot the clouds, the bells come out.
Yeah, you can also shoot the bells, and it changes their color to, if it's a power-up you don't want or something, you can shoot it to get what
you
do want.
Can you stop shooting that bell so I can
sorry.
Get it?
Sorry.
Drew kept bouncing
I got
away
my
from
double,
me.
Double shot now.
I know, I don't have a double shot, and I want a double shot. Oh, see, like, that bell's not changing color. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh.
Maybe I can't do it with my main gun, although
I don't know. That's how I did it.
Hmm.
Oh, it changed color for a second.
It, like, changes color once. Ah!
Slightly, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's guys everywhere. This is insane. Oh, should we try, like, a double power-up? Like, let's hold hands. Yay.
Oh,
oh we are. God. We did it
oh
for
my
a
God.
Second.
Yeah, but then it got me killed.
I know, but and you because I think when we do it, we start moving, like, incredibly quickly.
Ah! Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know what happened there when we powered up. Oh, God. I mean, it's not overly, like, whoa, fast-paced and crazy.
I think it probably can get that way.
I'm sure it eventually does. Maybe it's just because right now, you know. Oh, God.
There's an apple.
Weird
I got
strawberry
an apple.
Guys changed direction on me real fast.
I have not got a single weapon upgrade, and I don't know why.
I only got that one. Because I shot the bell until it turned blue.
Oh, okay. Oops. So I think you can only shoot once it turns color once. Once it turns the bell turns
you
color
have to
once.
Just stop shooting.
You
it
have to stop
it.
Shooting it because it'll turn back to the color, and then it seems not to go back to what it was.
Yeah, that sounds right. Maybe I don't know.
You have to shoot the clouds to get the bells too, which is weird.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I think something's happening,
is
man.
Something happening? Are we at a boss here?
Nothing's coming after us right now.
I got to say, I do love a good shoot 'em up like this. Oh, yeah. It's boss time, baby. This
whoa,
thing looks
whoa,
incredibly
whoa.
Difficult. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's literally... Oh, this is so intense.
just dodge...
Basically,
you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
If you can dodge a wrench. Oh, we did it.
Oh, we did it.
Holy shit. We just made it to stage two.
First try, man.
I'm giving us coins for that. We
right.
We did fucking good there.
Oh, and then you just kind of continue on.
Oh, man. But the enemies are larger. Oh.
Oh, you had a shot.
Ah!
Oh, no. It did it again.
Oh,
did it do anything?
It's a,
oh,
yeah.
The blue makes you go faster.
Yeah, blue is like a speed one.
I don't remember what color. It's for the weapon.
There's like these knives. Like the enemies
oh,
are
God,
so
God, these
weird.
Are just straight up knives floating around. And ah! Like, what the hell are these? Bombs or turnips?
Oh my God, I'm dead. Oh, game over, player two. Okay, okay, well.
Okay. Well played, Twin B.
Well played, Twin B.
Game over me too.
Let's see. You know what I didn't do is look if there's any cheat codes.
If there's a way to like continue from
yeah.
here.
Let's see. Cheat codes are sometimes
like,
hard on
oh,
the Switch because here we go. Twin
base score, high score, 46,000.
Oh, we can get five okay. lives. Okay, at the
there. Okay, oh, there we go. I was like, I swear, there's no pause.
Oh, I paused it. Oh, unless
okay,
you did.
Now we can.
Oh, okay.
For a second, I swear, I was pressing start multiple times and nothing happened.
Oh, okay. So if we we can get five lives in two-player mode. While on the black screen with the today's score stuff, hold B. Oh, on controller two, I have to hold B and press up, down, left, right, and then we'll have five lives per player. We can okay. also, there's an alternative three-way shot. Hold select while picking the wrapped candy to get an alternative three-way shot. The normal three-way shot only fires forward, but the alternative one also fires to the sides.
Query.
Recognized.
What does that mean? What is wrapped candy?
I think it's an item, I'm guessing. I don't know. Right?
Well, I fuck if I know.
Yeah, I don't
fucking know. Hold select while...
While picking up the wrapped candy.
Picking up the wrapped candy.
I mean, maybe it'll become painfully obvious to us what is a wrapped candy. But who knows?
It's always...
There's apples.
There's always that possibility.
Oh. Ah! This is... Oh, I wanted the white one. Oh, well. Shooting these bells is so stupid.
I know. Like, because it always just comes out as white.
Yeah, like or like the beige or something.
Oh, damn it. I got it to turn blue again. But I don't want blue. I want the weapons.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
I got it. I took it from you.
I was working on that forever.
I know.
It's such a subtle difference, I feel like, between the white and whatever color gives you double weapons. Yeah.
There's a blue. The speed is nice. It actually really helps.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can, like... get like it's almost like a form of upsies downsies.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I can bump you around and push you around.
Let's get our mega shot again. We had it for a second. I just shot you.
We did it for a second.
Here.
Oh god.
Shoot, like get behind me and shoot me. Oh, I lost my arms. Lost my arms.
You did.
Is that the ambulance?
Oh, I lost my arms too.
I don't know what that thing is.
Oh, I don't know what that was either. Oh, I got my arms back. It was the ambulance.
It was the ambulance. Okay. It looks like just a little... Oh, I can't get any items.
Oh, Red, hey.
Oh, whoa. You got a sweet shield.
I got a shield.
Oh, my God. This is the best game I've ever played in my life.
I want the double weapons, though.
Oh, I can't throw bombs.
We're coming up to the boss again, though.
Oh, my God. I have no arms. How are we going to do this?
Well, you don't need arms for the boss because you don't need bombs for him.
That's true. Oh, my God. It's the same boss.
Well, yeah. It's the first level again.
Oh, right.
Because we got a game over.
We got a game over. I forgot about that. Okay.
what were you expecting? This is Retro Gaming Revelry. We fight the same boss over and over until the end of the episode.
Okay, but at least we're consistent because we just beat it again. So that's pretty fucking good.
And I still have 3 lives. I don't know what your deal is.
Oh, no, I just keep dying. Life. I have fucking no arms. Oh, I have arms now. Ha-ha! Oh, my God.
Oh, and you lose your power-up, though, going into the new level.
You do?
I mean, I have my, but you don't have your double shot anymore.
Well, oh.
Or did you already lose that?
I already lost it.
You had it against the boss, I thought.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're dead.
I'm game over. I suck at Twinbee, apparently. So. Oh, well.
This shield really...
Just really,
really
help,
helps. Really like, I feel like I've gotten hit so many times with it, and it's not going away.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if like the shield. Oh, now oh, it went now away. Went okay, away. You got a little cocky. Too greedy. Yep. That's okay. You still have so many lives compared to me. Like it doesn't tell you how many
cocky.
Though.
I know. Not until you lose them all, or you have to just kind of keep track on your own.
Yeah.
So bonus points.
Jerick, we have no Reveler requested discussion question this week.
Oh, yeah. We didn't make a game plan.
No, we didn't. We forgot to talk about discussion questions.
Oh, ambulance.
Oh, nice. What do you want me to call
so
the ambulance?
It must be once per life.
Oh, then. You lost your arms.
I lost them again. Damn it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, once per life. So it must be when you lose your arms, the ambulance automatically comes. I think. Like
oh,
that
my
first
God.
Time.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Game over. Nope, not yet. One more life. One life to live, man.
One life to live. Jerick, you're the Twinbee master here.
Nope.
What are these
ambulance.
Like, weird jellyfish things? I don't
know what is
all
happening
of the
in this
enemies
game. There
are
flying
so
knives.
Like, look at these jellyfishes, right? What are they?
Oh, they are jellyfishes.
I think they are. They look like them. And then
I don't know what those are.
They
look like
eyes or eggs. Yeah, it's either eyes or eggs.
Bombs or turnips.
I love a bonkers game like this. Like this
game is bonkers.
Like this feels super Japanese
oh,
to
arms.
Me. You know, like they were the Japanese did some weird stuff, and
they
it all
sure did.
It all turned out pretty awesome. Like, yeah. Twinbee is like my new favorite game. So,
all right, you're gonna master Twinbee.
I'm gonna master Twinbee. Oh, do we know? I guess we'll talk about it later.
I forgot to look it up.
Oh my god, we've done no research for this episode.
I was not prepared apparently for this episode.
You got 500 sweet points there though.
Yep.
For getting the beige bell.
I think maybe.
What happens if you bomb those little houses down there? Can you do that?
I know, because I don't have any.
Oh,
arms.
You don't have any. Oh, but you're at the boss of level 2.
Yeah, man.
You can
I'm
do
like
this,
the best
Rick.
Twinbee player
I
the world's ever
believe
seen.
Believe in you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my God.
Basically, just concentrate.
Oh, I know. I was trying to.
You basically just had to concentrate on dodging everything and just keep shooting, and like eventually he'll just come in your path. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Twinbee is a little intense.
It's hard. Well, all these shmups back then were fucking impossible.
Right. Well,
only, that's why what Gradius or whatever does the Konami code work on this game? I guess it would
probably say here, yeah.
This was actually probably before the Konami year. When was Gradius?
Gradius
was 87,
maybe.
Start
of
it.
Yeah, I would guess Twinbee actually came out before Gradius, but I could be wrong. Okay, are we? Let's
it
go back to
like
the
it.
Title screen. Okay. Start a two-player game, and I'll hold B and press up, down, left, right. Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yep. All right. Here we go.
Hold B.
I have no idea if that worked or not. I did
like,
it.
Yeah. How will we know?
I don't know. I guess if we die 3 times and then don't die again.
Right.
I'm just brute forcing my way into these bells.
I know. That's. I just... If we can both get some good upgrades, you know.
I feel like we can do it. Oh, God. We could do it if I don't. What are those eggplants? What are these things?
I don't know what any of these fucking enemies are. They are just weird shapes that mean nothing. What are those fucking green things? What is happening in this game? What is the story? Why is all this happening?
We're saving a princess or something, but she's actually the queen.
We're saving a princess.
I know. I can't remember what the actual story is.
Is that the twist?
Yeah.
You're saving the princess, but she's actually
the queen. Oh, I got
the
mega weapon. Or the mega weapon. It's 2 shots.
I don't even know what color makes that happen.
White. White does.
You can't tell the difference between any of these goddamn colors.
You can tell if you're really looking.
Apparently I'm colorblind.
I guess you are, because like, look, one just turned white for a second.
It turned white for a second. Yeah. Then I just missed them all.
I'm trying
just
to let you get
bells.
It. Oh my God. There's like turnips.
Turned white for a second.
Oh,
I
lost
shot
my
it
arms.
Again.
I lost my
Here,
arms.
Here, get
I
the ambulance.
This. Yes. I got my arms back.
Good job. Good job.
I
must have lost my arms.
But you grew some.
You've
nice
got no
boobs.
Arms. Ah, it is but a scratch. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Men in tights.
Men in tights. Yeah, that's what I was doing. You lost your arms in battle, but you grew some nice boobs. Oh my God, that movie's so fucking funny.
I have not seen that in a long time.
Blinken, what are you doing? Guessing? I guess there's no one coming. They got the blind guy on lookout. What are you doing?
Oh, I know.
Guessing? This is tough. Like, honestly, I feel like this boss here, my Enter the Gungeon skills are coming into play here. Like, because it's like bullet hell.
Oh, we did get
5
because we both have 4 lives left now.
Oh, yes.
We got the 5 lives. It worked.
Why do you... Oh, and you... You had 2, you got 2 bluebells because there was 2 blue dots next to your name.
Mm.
Oh my God.
But I feel like I'm the same speed as I was before now.
Like, do we get-
Oh, because I died.
Oh.
Against the boss.
Oh, it was red for a hot second. It's like you can change their color.
The
but
red. Red is a good one, man. What did I just turn it into? It turned into something else and then flew away.
Oh, it flew away?
Like I shot it too many times or something.
Oh. Like, you really can juggle them. It sucks, though, when you... Like, you want to...
I know,
off.
But you keep just kind of shooting them, and then...
Yeah, but...
You hit it one times too many, because in a game like this, you want to just keep shooting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd never stop pressing the B button. Like, just shoot, 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 shoot. But, yeah,
well,
but once you hit it once...
Hold the B button.
Like, so you... Can you hold it?
No.
No. You sure can't. What are these little crock pots? What is going on in this game?
You want your arms back? Oh, you missed it.
Oh, I missed it.
There was an ambulance.
Oh. Look at those little crock pots here. Like, I feel like I missed those enemies the first time around.
Dude, I don't know what any of these things are. Other than knife, there's clearly knives.
There is clearly knives. And
that's one I know
eggs,
for sure.
Eggs or toilet seats? It's hard to say what they are. Oh, I was going for the ambulance, and then I got
I lost
wrecked.
My arms. I've no arms, sir.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Oh, God. And then I focus on the wrong things. The wrong time.
This game is pretty intense.
We were
intense.
Linked for a little while there.
So we have no discussion question.
I don't know how to
question.
Stay linked.
Oh, I think we just link. Oh, look at... Okay, wait.
Okay, so we just have to let one person take control. If I press a button, then I can break off from you.
Ah. So I guess...
So either you have to control or maybe I can control too. I don't know.
Like, now you try.
Like, I'm...
Yep.
So it's just you have to agree that, like...
So, like, you steer and I'm shooting. Like I can just keep... Oh, but if you press B2,
we
shoot double time.
I think we can both keep shooting, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're a mega ship right now. With our powers combined.
Like fucking Voltron and shit
over
here.
Yeah, we are. Holy fuck. You're steering, right? Because I'm not doing anything.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I hope you're steering because we're dodging everything, but I'm not doing it. This is kind of cool, this co-op game right
here. Here comes the...
The boss?
The big boss man.
Oh, the big boss man. We can do it. I think we can do it in our super mode. Oh, my God. Like, oh.
Nah, I got
super
killed.
Super mode is too hard.
Yeah, we might want to be separate and just dodge.
We did
oh,
it.
Yeah. We still did
oh,
it, though.
Oh, my God. We're literally
the
best
second
Twin
level?
B players.
Nobody's ever made it this far before. Mm-mm. Stage 3?
Mm. Different background here, too. We're in the desert now or something. Like, it's all yellow. Oh, my God. And what are these? Oh, you get the ambulance. It's right there.
I wasn't fast enough.
Ugh.
The ambulance left me.
The ambulance left
whoa,
you.
Whoa,
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 whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
These like, guys are so quick.
Serpentine.
This shit
is
like
nuts. Flying crabs?
Revelers, you gotta freaking play Twin B. Twin B's crazy.
Oh, my God. The crabs. Now there's fucking flying crabs.
And I got a game over, so.
I'm about to.
Yep, there it is.
That's probably it. Yep.
Holy shit. Twin B, pretty fucking fun.
All right. Now we're going to try out the special edition of Twin B.
Oh, right. The SP version?
SP version.
What do you think they give you? What do
I
you,
don't know.
Let's try it. Here we go.
But no, yeah, we have no discussion question.
Do we have anything on deck? Like, how about, like, weren't we going to do one last week that you had? I don't remember. I don't know.
I think we did one last
maybe
week
we,
that I had.
Maybe we did it. All right. I'll quick find us one.
It just okay.
Oh, we're on stage 6.
It's at stage 6, but single player.
Oh, single
you
player.
You have no options.
I can pause it.
You can pause my game,
but I can't join.
But this stage 6 looks an awful lot like stage 1.
It really does look an awful lot like stage 1. Like, oh
right?
My
I'm
God!
Not, I'm not going crazy here, right?
Yep.
Abby's just eating macarons in front of me.
Okay. I don't know if this is a good one or not, but I'm going to do it. I just searched Ask
stage
Reddit.
Stage 6 is stage 1 on fucking steroids.
Is it stage 1 on steroids? Is it nuts?
Why would you want to play? But I think I might have unlimited. I've died like 4 times.
Oh, well, maybe.
And I'm still going.
Well, you have no arms now.
I lost my arms.
Maybe they just give you like invincibility or something.
Maybe.
All right.
I mean, I die, but
here's a quick discussion question for us. I don't know if it's even going to be quick. If you knew that in 600 years archaeologists will discover your grave, what item?
Jesus Christ.
What item would you take with you to confuse them the most? Like, what would you be buried with to confuse future people the most? I don't know. How about
a journal? Dated 600 years in the future.
In the future. Oh my
so
God.
Like, wait, this journal entry was written today.
Today.
But carbon dating the journal shows that it's from 600 years ago.
That's actually genius. That's fucking hilarious. Like, yeah, a journal date. Like, because if you knew they were going to find it, you could. But Did you?
A
would
journal
you know,
dated February 2nd, right? 2622. Not that I'm going to die in 2 years, but
oh my god, I hope not, Trick. Jeez, jeez. I don't. I mean, I don't really want to find another co-host, man.
That's your reasoning.
That's my reasoning. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I would miss you, Drake. I would.
I would. I would like to think so. Okay. So yes, it's just the same boss. So I don't know if after left, like, does it just repeat itself after a certain point?
Oh, is it like arcade style where there's like a kill screen? Eventually, it just gets harder and harder. But like this looks rather impossible. Like, but you can't do anything. You can't die. It seems like.
It seems. I mean, I can die, but I just come back immediately over and over and over. I've died at least 10 times.
Yeah, like you have unlimited lives. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, no.
Game over.
Maybe that was 10.
They must give you 10 lives or something.
Gives you like 10 lives.
Okay. All right. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I need to give Twinbee a try here, or Twinbee SP. Well, no. let me try it once. Let me try it once. Can you give me control?
I think we have to just reset completely. And then
LNR.
All right. Yep, no. I got you. It's you now.
It's me now. Okay.
It should be.
All right, here we go.
Oh, 12 lives. Says right there.
12 lives. Okay.
So it starts you on the SP version starts you on stage 6.
Jesus.
With 12 lives.
I don't even think I'm going to get to the boss.
Fucking impossible.
Ah!
I don't even know what the point of this is then. Cuz yeah, everything moves so much faster.
Oh my god, I'm like
every
really
enemy,
concentrating.
Before it was like a group of, you know, 5 enemies comes at you and maybe one of them shoots a thing at you. Now a group of 5 things comes at you and all of them shoot at you.
Oh my god.
You just got bullets flying at you, you got enemies flying at you, and they move way faster than
and
they
did
before.
They do this thing where
swerve.
Like yeah, they swerve into you. Like it's kind of weird. It's
I'm sure they all follow a kind of a pattern
that you eventually
learn that, oh, these green guys come and they come towards the bottom of the screen and then they change direction and fly away from you. Or the strawberry guys kind of zig at the right at the end when they should have zogged.
I feel like I'm definitely not going to get to the boss.
I believe in you, man.
No, I lost my arms. Everything's the worst.
You gotta have faith. No, I gotta have faith.
It's over
faith,
for me. I have not been keeping
baby.
Track. I'm glad you have faith in me, Drake. That's one of us. Oh my god.
I'm quickly losing faith.
Yeah, you're quickly losing faith. quickly losing faith.
George Michael faith. Would not be.
He would not be proud here. No. No. Oh my god. Okay. Oh.
You can do it. You can do it.
I wanted the blue, but then enemies can even hit the bells and knock them around. I didn't know that.
Man, these guys are just smoking you left
and
right.
They are smoking me left and right.
And yeah, you can't play the SP version, though, multiplayer.
That's stupid.
It just dumps you right into stage 6, but only single player. It doesn't take you to a start menu, a start screen, or anything.
All right. But we do have 1,288,200
points. A lot of these SP,
points.
These special versions on Switch are pointless.
Okay.
Why,
I,
Nintendo?
I did make it to the boss.
What's your reason behind this?
Oh, my God. Oh, okay,
right?
Here we
it's
go.
So fast.
Oh, I'm out of arms.
Dodge
I'm out of
bullets.
Arms.
Here comes an ambulance.
I miss
I mean,
it.
Not that it matters. You don't need your arms. It's not going to, other than giving you, I guess, an extra hit if you get hit from the side.
Oh, is that it? I think that's it. The music. Nope, nope.
Nope, nope, nope. You're still going. You're still kicking. You made it as far as I made it.
This is so intense.
I know.
Like, I can't tell if you're supposed to hit the shield things or you're supposed to hit him.
I think you sometimes have to hit the shield things to get to him, but you're supposed to hit him.
It's just
hard to hit him because his fucking shields are going. I feel like they're also going way faster than they were in stage 1.
Good God. You just get like,
I know.
I apparently did not die as many times as you did on the.
No, I know. By the time I made it to him, I died one time, I think, against him, maybe twice, and it was over.
Oh my God.
You died multiple times.
But we can't, like, there's no beating him here. Like,
I know.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to watch where your bullets hit, and none of them are hitting him. They're always hitting his shield.
Because they move so fucking fast.
Oh, you hit him once there.
I did. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, that's probably it. Yep, game over.
Game over.
Damn, that is intense. Right. I'm like sweaty right now. That's like, It's fucked up. Oh, my God.
Fucked up.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm done with Twinbee. I don't know about you.
Yep.
Well, I think it's time to move on to final shots for final thoughts. I got to pour one real quick here.
Me too. I'm also trying to look up, see if there's a speed run for this game.
Oh, I'm sure there is, right? Like, Twinbee seems popular enough.
I think so.
Apparently, well, like in Japan, at least, there's got to be Japanese speedrunners who've done this.
Twinbee.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Twinbee.
Twinbee.
Oh, yeah.
Twinbee. Ah, yes. Twinbee. Cubanbee.
Cubanbee.
Cubanbee. I'm Cubanbee. Yes. Cubanbee. Little half-baked action. Classic. Absolutely classic.
Indeed. Okay.
All right. Time for final.
I have. Here, you want to take a guess
at the speed run?
Yep. One player speed run.
One player speed run. Twinbee. I mean, it's an auto scroller, so like it can only be so fast. So I would guess.
True. So it must not be a very long game.
Yeah. Is it 9 minutes and 14 seconds?
It's longer than that.
Okay. 13 minutes and 7 seconds.
Close. A little longer.
14 minutes and 53 seconds.
You're off by about a minute. 15 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, man. Okay, 15 minutes to beat this game.
No two-player records.
Oh, it's up to us, Trick. So we can do it.
This and Clue Clue Land, man.
This is it. Twinbee and Clue Clue Land are our...
We can be world record holders.
Our fucking ticket to glory.
Speed run.
Awesome.
Literally, all we have to do is be able to beat the game.
Okay. Well,
which sounds easier said than done.
It does. It really does.
After playing the game.
Oh, yeah. See, like, oh, even in the demo, he fucking... Ah. It's like... The shooting bell mechanic is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it changes the color, but if you hit it one more time, it changes it back to the original
just,
one.
Just give me different color bells to begin with. Give me different power-ups.
Yeah, like...
Don't force me to change it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, because you ruin it.
Fucking impossible.
Because you always... Like, you're just constantly hitting B. Like, there's very little subtlety to this, unless that's the trick.
The shmup, and that's the whole point. Yeah. You have to be shooting constantly.
Yeah, otherwise you're just going to get wrecked.
You're done for.
This demo guy sucks. He just backed up into the guys. The
demo guys always suck.
That is correct. Anyway.
They show you what not to do.
Right. Drig, I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts.
All right.
Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh, I thought you hadn't even poured one, and I was like ready to do it, and I don't know. That was weird. I didn't see you. Like, you lifted it up at the last second to cheers me. And
yep,
no,
I
knew you had it, but I did, or I knew it eventually. But anyway, all right, Drake, final thoughts for final thoughts.
Pretty sure you just said final thoughts for final thoughts.
Is that what I said?
I'm
final
sure.
shots. For final thoughts, it is time for our final thoughts. We've just done the final shots.
We have indeed.
Okay. Okay, Drake, how many eggs and or plates out of 10 do you give Twinbee on the NES?
Man, hard to say.
Or jellyfish or knives.
Right.
Or those weird eggplant things.
I'm going to give it 5 jellyfish and 1 knife.
Okay. 5 jellyfish and 1 knife.
For a total of 6.
Okay, for a total of 6. Okay. So what you're saying is jellyfish and knives are equal to each other.
They're equal in value.
Okay, cool.
And 1 strawberry, which is worth 0.25.
Okay.
They are not equal in value to knives or jellyfish.
I see. I don't think we actually encountered any strawberries.
They're right there.
Where? Those are strawberries. Of course.
They look like strawberries to me.
Yep, they sure do. And I guess those look like turnips. Like, I don't know.
Those ones do.
Anyway. Yeah. So 6, you're going to give it a solid 6, I think. I think that's about right. 6. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, 6. 6. Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. I don't know.
Say 6 one more time, motherfucker.
Yeah, say it again. Yeah, I guess six is right. Like, it's not great, but it's also not terrible. Yeah. I mean, it is my new favorite NES game. So
right. Like, you did say that.
So maybe it is a seven. I don't know. But,
it's just, yeah, it's
just a little obtuse. Like,
it's the mechanics aren't great as far as the upgrade system. I don't care for the bells and shooting the bells to get it to change a certain color.
Right.
I mean, it's,
well, it's sucks interesting that you have to in shoot concept. Yeah, it's interesting in concept.
I think
worked.
It would be better if at least, you could.
Or maybe, like, you cycled through it each time you hit it, you know? Right. Like, and
that
so, like,
would be better. Or even if you have to shoot it, you know, five times or something, each color, and the whole point is maybe you have to try to juggle it for a long time to get the color you want.
Right.
Rather than you shoot it. Oh, I finally got blue, and now but by the time it turned blue, another bullet was already on its way.
Yeah. That's the real problem, is that once you hit a bell once, another bullet's already on its way to hit it. So if it changes color, it's like, boom. Oh, okay. Well,
because if you want to kill the enemies, you can't just be shooting one at a time.
Yeah. Like,
to wait for your bell to change the correct color.
And here's a question. Like, I wasn't paying close attention, but like, do you get points for each enemy killed? Like, you must, I guess. Right.
You must.
Like, cause otherwise why not just dodge the enemies? But, like, really, who's trying to get a high score? You just want to beat it.
Yeah.
That is what they really struggled with especially at the dawn of the NES era. Is like, they were trying to give high scores like an arcade game, but it doesn't matter, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, yeah, like Mario, you get a score, but I've never once cared or paid attention to my score in Mario games.
Honestly, when we were kids, we used to do challenges. We would challenge each other to get a high score in Mario. Like, we were both sitting in the same room, but because there was a score and it was like a thing to do, you know? So like, so I get it, but like, honestly, it doesn't really matter. Like, we only did that a couple times, you know? Yeah. Like, not every time we played
the game. I'm sure I did at some point.
Yeah. And like, you can cheese it in Mario. You just like be the guy who breaks the most bricks, you know, like you get 100 points per brick.
Break all the bricks, kill all the enemies.
Yep. Get all the coins. Anyway, I don't know. Twinbee, not bad, not great, but playable. It's better than Stinger. I will say that.
Okay.
This is better than Stinger, which I played for about 3 minutes earlier today. Did not like it that much.
Fair enough.
We can play it on this podcast at some point. Let's see. What did other people think of this game, Drake?
Hard to say.
Okay.
I mean, there's a brief little thing on Wikipedia. In Japan, Game Machine listed Twinbee on their April 1st, 1985 issue as being the third most successful table arcade unit of the year.
Okay. Okay. What year was that? 87?
85. Year it came out.
Okay.
And the version of Twinbee for the Nintendo 3DS received a total of 68 out of 100 on Metacritic.
Okay.
So, yeah. 6.8-ish.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. About.
A little higher than what we rated it, but.
Yeah. But right around. About there. Right, you know?
Right about.
Our rating system, in case you didn't know, Revelers, our rating system isn't super exact.
I know.
In fact, it's completely subjective.
Obviously. All ratings are, though.
That is correct. I don't know. When we did a speed run time already, so.
We did. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, if you want to play this game, Revelers, play it. I mean, I'm not gonna.
I think
like,
it's worth a play. I think it's worth a play.
It's fun to just play for a little bit.
It's also fun just to see how freaking bonkers it is. Like,
it is
you
weird.
Got strawberries flying at you, and then there's a row of knives, and like, it's just nuts.
And you can shoot to the ground, but
I was killing ground.
I never
things.
Saw a reason.
Though he just did it there. He just killed a thing on the ground.
Why?
Because those things
shoot you?
They shoot one bullet at you like every 10 seconds. So you like, watch it. It'll happen here. It just
what
happened.
What is shooting him?
That little tree.
That brown thing.
Yeah. Maybe it won't. Maybe it only happens.
See, oh, there it
that
is.
That one
I
up there
saw
did it.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you drop
a
bomb.
I never really knew
Oh, I was dropping. If you drop the bombs on them.
That's where some of those random bullets were coming from. Yes. The ground.
Yes, the ground. And if you drop a bomb on them, they turn into apples, which give you points, I think. That's what I was doing because I realized that was happening.
I never realized that was happening.
Ah, okay. Well, anyway, Jurik, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Twinbee, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Yes, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We'd love discussion questions, Revelers. We would absolutely love it. I think, Jurik, like that one we did today, that Ask, it was just from Ask Reddit.
Right.
You like pretty much nailed it. Like, you would do
I should go on that Ask Reddit, but now it's probably too late and no one will see my comments.
Oh, of course it's too late. I think the only way to do it is to be like there at new and then, or when it's brand new and then hope it goes huge. Anyway, Reddit's such a weird thing. Let's see. I think that might... Oh, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts, wherever. I've got the hiccups right now. Oh, my God.
I got the yawns.
It's Drake's playing smooth jazz over there.
Time to go to bed. I got to get up at 5 in the morning, go to work.
All right. Well, then let's end this thing. I don't know. I think that's about it. Drake, you want to take
this
out?
It is about it. Yeah. I sure do. Until next week, game on, bees.
Ha, game on, bees.
We're bees.
We're bees.